Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Monday, November 7th, 2022. Today he is most beautifully addressing our doubts about our awakening. All is well, humanity is awakening. Doubts are arising for you who are reading or listening to this, and of course for many, many others, and I can fully understand why they arise. It appears that you have already been waiting a long time for humanity's collective awakening, a wonderful event that was seemingly promised for December 2003 and then again for 2012. And still you wait. It is, quite understandably, very frustrating and reduces your trust in us here in the non-physical realms, whose only intent is to assist you all to awaken now. Hang in there, it really is coming to fruition very soon, even as you continue to experience the unreality and confusion that is time in your illusory but very painful and frustrating dream state. Keep trusting us as you have been doing and are doing, because you do know deep within yourselves that to do so makes complete sense, and that all will be delivered in far greater wonder and abundance than you can conceive of. All of you are doing great work, along with us, your support crews in the non-physical realms, to establish the fully aware and awakened state throughout humanity, which is your birthright. It is the will of Mother Father God, and it is being achieved, so continue to have faith and do celebrate, because truly it has already happened in no time. And you will, momentarily, find yourselves in your natural state of great and amazing joy. It is inevitable because God wills it. Here in the non-physical realms, we are watching with great joy as more and more humans choose to engage with love and forgiveness instead of anger and conflict to resolve their issues with family, friends, and business associates and government agencies. More and more are realizing that the intermediaries with whom they are interacting in business or government agencies are people like themselves, worried, anxious individuals doing their best to support their loved ones and pay their bills in these times of uncertainty, which are very unsettling for all of humanity. Truly all are one, and all is well. The illusory or unreal environment in which you are experiencing life as humans, apparently separated from God, also causes you much uncertainty, because not knowing what to expect from day to day is one of its major aspects. In reality, in the presence of God, there is and can be no uncertainty, simply because there is only love. Having chosen to experience separation and the uncertainty that is an aspect of it is therefore most unsettling. Even when life is flowing quite smoothly for you, that sense of uncertainty remains within you because of previous unexpected and possibly very painful events that have occurred during your lives. You can never feel truly at peace, and that very negative "what if" thought always seems to be lurking in the background of your minds, awaiting an opportunity to disturb you. But in spite of all that, this truly is a marvelous time to be incarnate as a human in form, even though the mainstream media and social media are constantly filling the airwaves and the internet with alarming reports of conflicts, disease, shortages, and other forms of pain and suffering all across the world. Much of this has been occurring for a long time. It's not new, but the media make it seem new by almost constantly shifting their emphasis from one area of concern to another, to keep you on your toes and paying attention to them. That is their purpose. Therefore, be heart-centered and allow yourselves to feel the flow of divine love inundating each of you and the planet as the moment for your awakening approaches rapidly. Yes, it is approaching rapidly, even though signs of this are not easy to see. Seeing is of the illusion, so go within and engage fully with your knowing that all is coming most beautifully to fruition, and be at peace with yourselves. Your individual energy fields, love are mightily strengthened and effective when you yourselves are at peace. You are awakening yourselves and humanity. What I am telling you here is not mis- or disinformation, a term that has been much invoked and most mendaciously used by the media worldwide. It is the divine truth. You are in form now to awaken and to most gloriously assist others to awaken along with you. Not by proselytization or enthusiastic persuasion, but by the most gentle and loving behaviors you are all each demonstrating as you engage and interact with your close friends and families, and also the people you meet, call on, text message, email, or just think about during your normal daily lives. Your task here is very simple and absolutely essential. Live and demonstrate love, your true nature, just by being yourselves. Doing that is your life's purpose, and despite any feelings you may have indicating that, as an individual, you are having practically no effect, keep on being, because it is, in fact, extremely effective. Release your grasp on your egoic masks, which ask, "What will she think, say, or do if I..." Just be the truly loving selves that you are, and let go of any desires to be right, to justify, or to defend yourselves when you interact with others. And please cease and desist from judging yourselves. Remind yourselves frequently that you are where you need to be, with each of you following the paths that are perfect for you. No one is on a better or a worse path. Each of you is on your own totally appropriate path, the one you incarnated to follow, and that is what you're doing in every moment. Don't forget to remember that each one of you is a divine child of God, following to the best of your human abilities the pre-incarnational paths you planned for yourselves, because that is exactly what is asked of you. Remember, too, that you are precisely where you are meant to be in every moment, fully buoyed up by your non-physical support teams, who are always on call, ready to comfort and assist you whenever you ask. You are never alone. You are incarnate now to participate in the collective awakening of humanity. It is happening right now. So go within regularly during your busy and time-stressed days. Feel the love that is embracing, strengthening, and enthusiastically encouraging you onwards, and know that all is proceeding entirely as divinely planned. All is well. Humanity is awakening. With so very much love, Saul.